we're going to see that a lot of our metamorphic rocks have a layered look to them, kind of like a sedimentary rock, except the layers are not nice and parallel and even. These will be wavy, crumpled-looking layers. Those layers are forming as the rock is put under stress, and as your minerals reorient themselves to deal with that stress. And so it gives this layered look because your minerals are rearranging themselves so that they are either perpendicular to the normal stress that's applied or parallel to a shear stress that's applied. And there are some folks who can look at a metamorphic rock and determine whether or not it was normal stress. So, for example, stress on the top of the rock from just burial, or whether or not there was a shear stress applied to it, and something kind of shoved that rock in one direction or another. Another way that rocks record the stress that they're under is something called compositional banding. And this is always kind of a fun one to think about. So let's start with a granite. We have a granite. It has quartz and feldspar in it, so clear and pink minerals, for example. And then it has some amphibole and biotite in it. These are dark minerals. They're mafic minerals. If you think about it, our mafic minerals have a slightly different density than our felsic minerals, our quartz and feldspar. In your mind, think about applying a normal stress to that poor granite. So let's say you're pushing down on the top of it really, 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 really hard. What's going to happen is over time, your felsic minerals are going to recrystallize and arrange themselves so that they are all occurring in bands together, alternating with bands of the mafic minerals. So the minerals will sort themselves out, effectively, by density, into these bands. So if you take a granite and you put a whole bunch of stress on it, you will end up with a rock called a gneiss at the end of the day, and that will have pink and black banding. So it looks kind of like a granite, but instead of just a bunch of crystals in every which direction, however they cooled and crystallized in the magma, now we have bands that are sorted by composition. And this is one way that a rock responds to having that kind of stress put on it. So let's now consider fluids. We've talked about temperature and pressure. And if you think about fluids, fluids often are what we call a catalyst that are going to allow reactions to occur sometimes faster and sometimes more easily. Fluids can interact with the minerals in an existing rock, and they can form new minerals. So they can just kind of rearrange the chemistry. Or they can bring in new material, bring in new elements, and remove existing elements. So fluids can sometimes just do a little internal rearranging, and sometimes they clean house, and basically you start all over again with a new set of minerals. Now, thinking back to igneous rocks and to sedimentary rocks, what's one way that we could introduce fluids deep down into the interior of the earth to change our rocks?